Hello, you guys. It's me, Sarah. Today's date of making this podcast episode is 12/30/2023, and let's get started, shall we? So I did want to make at least one more podcast episode until, you know, the new year. It's going to be 2024, and I'm really, really excited, also nervous, to be honest, but aren't we all for a new journey, new chapter? But I hope you guys have some plans for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and that you have goals for the new year. I do have some notes jot down. I have a new setup for filming in general because I make Reels videos on my Instagram. I also make podcast episodes once in a while, and I don't really have a strict schedule for podcast filming nor for like Instagram or my YouTube shorts. I also have YouTube shorts that I post. But I don't really have like a consistent, like I must post this on this day, you know what I mean? Because it's not really easy, you know, and to not always have like ideas or just good creative videos. And then some days I just want to rest, or some days I want to clean and I have other things that I have to do, like grocery shopping or just doing things other than my small business. Because I also work part time as a sales associate at Bath & Body Works, and I wanted to mention a few things. My experience, like I mentioned in the previous episode, check that out if you want to know more in detail of my updated journey with Bath & Body Works and working there for now a little bit more than 8 months now. And I wanted to mention my second time experiencing the semi-annual sale and how that was for me, because it's going to be different for everybody who works at Bath & Body Works, especially like if it's a different state, a different city or town, and there's a different sizes of Bath & Body Works. Mine is very small where I am here in Nevada, so it makes it a bit more easier, but also tricky when it comes to like major sales, or when it gets late at night. Sometimes there's like group of people coming in out of nowhere and like, where do they come from? But anyway, so this is my second time experiencing the semi-annual sale, and usually the color theme is yellow and red, and they usually put the sign 75% off, but it's not all 75% off. And there's so many other things that I can mention about what maybe in the future I'll mention what I have really experienced about working at Bath & Body Works. And I feel like many other retail businesses are like this too, that you know, when they have a sale, it's not really a great sale, or if the sign that they're presenting mainly to the face of the store, whatever it says, it's not actually what it means, you know, especially when there's smaller text underneath. But it's not bad. You know, I'm gonna be honest with my podcast, because again, when I make these podcast episodes, I'm gonna be real and trying to be comfortable and honest and being entertaining and helpful and useful, but also just being realistic of what happens in my life and hopefully relatable for others to hear. And I don't just make podcasts. I do so many other things that I could talk about later in this episode. But for the semi-annual sale, I genuinely think it's not a bad sale. It's not bad, but it's not exactly what a lot of customers expect. And I can see why. Because the sale sign that's mainly represented in front of our store, I can't say for the other stores, but I know ours, where I am here in Nevada, the sign has big bold letters saying 75% off. Makes it seem like the whole store is that, but it's not. And there was a section, because I was mainly welcoming people in, and there's three main tables, like it was the first time around when I experienced the semi-annual sale. Around, was it summer or spring? I kind of forgot. It's around there, around summer, spring, and same color theme, red and yellow, and the same kind of basically similar layout. The only thing I don't remember, maybe I just forgot, the candles were not on a major sale that I really remember, but this time around it was. Maybe I forgot, but like I now really remember that the candles this time for the first day or so, they were around $10.95 for the 3 weeks. And I know time has changed. Things were different a year or two ago. Prices were lower. So I can't really speak for how it was back then because I don't know exactly all the prices, but I know for sure the prices were lower back then for a year or two ago. But again, to me, it's not a bad sale. I did get some things myself, and I know a lot of my coworkers did too, and customers as well. I'm so glad I did not open the store early in the morning. I know other coworkers of mine came to work earlier than I did the first day or so of the semi-annual sale, and it's still going on, I believe. Yeah, so it should last like a week or longer, or until everything sells out. So let's see what happens when I go back to work, how it is, if there is a lot of things left or not, because I know a lot of people, when I went there for the first day or so for the second semi-annual sale of 2023, there was not like a lot of things left. The body lotions and creams, those were the first things to completely go real fast, and people filled their bags up to the brim, so not everyone, you know, gets to have what they really want after day two, you know, because it was tricky. Because when I was there, I had a good time. It wasn't bad. Most of the customers are pretty nice. There, you know, there's always going to be some sort of issues, but majority of the time, it was honestly a great experience. And I'm glad I was able to stay to see the second semi-annual sale at Bath & Body Works. And again, I did get some things, so I'll talk about that more in a sec, but in the morning, I was told by some of my coworkers that it was pretty busy. There was a line going outside, and I'm like, when I came, because I was working, I've been working lately in afternoon / nighttime shifts, so it's a bit different of an experience than what I'm still used to. Like, I miss morning shifts, but I think my schedule is going to change pretty soon for the new year of 2024, so I think my schedule, yeah, is going to change. And I still miss morning shifts because it's more calmer. It's a fresh new start. You know, fresh new start. You have a more energy, and I'm more like ready to go. But I know some people are not really morning people, but I am. I mean, it has gotten harder as I got older. It used to be so much easier to just get out of bed and have energy in the morning. It has gotten harder, but it's not like crazy hard. I mean, I don't know, but it's not so bad. It's definitely better to me than working in the afternoons or nighttime shifts. But either way, I'm glad I've been able to experience all different types of time shifts at my job. It's good to have the experience. But I did order some things online during the beginning of the sale, and there's no like exact date when it comes to the semi-annual sale when it's gonna end, because they want to just sell everything until it's sold. And it's a lot of things that just either wasn't very popular that sold, or it's like some new / old products that just come back, you know? So it's like a mix of different things, because what I experienced, there was still like the Halloween products, like body spray mists, that didn't sell were discounted during the semi-annual sale. And then also some candles that didn't sell right away are discounted now. And I think now the sale has changed, because it's not the first day or two, that's the best time to get what you want to get, because towards the other days, you know, as long, the more you wait, the more the signs and the sales change. Excuse me. Yeah. So don't wait too long. I think it's like that with any other major sale, but I can speak for the semi-annual sale with Bath & Body Works that the best time is the day one and day two. The other days, the longer you wait, the more things will be completely sold out, or the sale signs will change, because the first three table, when you're entering at my job, it was 50% off, then the center is 75, and then the right side is $4.95. And then at first, day one, there was a lot more 3-wick candles that were on sale, but day two, they for some reason changed it to only two tables. I don't know if it's because they just wanted more customers, I guess, to buy quicker or sooner, or like a lot of the candles were really running out fast on day one. I'm not sure, but I think it's kind of a mix of both, because you know, you want more, the more customers, I guess, the better to buy things. But I just honestly genuinely think that the Earth 3 tables in the front at my job setup were just the only ones that were really worth it. And I only got one thing. And the funny thing is that the one thing that I got wasn't really on the semi-annual deal. It was, I think it's called Endless Weekend. And I haven't had it in years. And I've seen it 2 or 3 times. Cover changed. There's so many other things that I've experienced with Bath & Body Works that I'm like, that's interesting. That's really weird, you know? Like the whole consistent body care changing is either buy 3, get 3, or buy 3, get 1. And then sometimes the covers of the products change, but I had to get the Endless Weekend, the new cover. So I got the mists, and I ordered some things online that I might mainly keep for myself, and then honestly the rest probably resell, because why not, you know? But we shall see. I will definitely do a unboxing on my YouTube shorts if you want to check that out. If you want to check out more of my links, I also have on Instagram. You can see all my links clear as day on my bio at Saritas_boutique_shop. It is a purple lotus flower logo design that I created myself, and I love it, and I don't really think I'm going to change it anytime soon. I've thought about changing it, but I'm like, even if it's a new year, I really, really like my lotus flower design. What I do want to do is probably just redesign it, just more like copy and paste it in a way, just to make it more, hopefully I can do something on my iPad to make it more clear and get rid of the background, because it's white, so I kind of want to get rid of the background to change it into a clear one, you know? So let's see how I can do with that and change it up just a little bit, but not completely. But I did get some, not just a Bath & Body Works order, that's coming very soon. Actually, it's coming tomorrow on New Year's Eve. Yay! I'm so excited! Because I did a mix. I just got one thing in store at my job at Bath & Body Works, and then I got the rest online because I wanted to get more, and then it was just too much of a hassle to like shop certain products, and not everything is in store, and not everything is complete. There's a lot more online. Let's just say that. There's way more online if you want to get the things that you really want online. And I have some new filming setups that I got from Amazon. If you want to check out my Amazon storefront, I have that on the link in the bio on my Instagram or my Twitter/X or Facebook page in the bio. I have all kinds of links to, if you want to check out my new Amazon storefront listing, because I have a little list now, and I know it's going to grow. The listing is definitely going to grow because I want to get some new things for my small business in 2024, but I just need to invest and save. And right now I got the, I mentioned in my previous episode, the new microphone that I'm using right now is from Temu. So definitely so far has been a great investment. You can get better ones on probably like, there's probably more options on Amazon, but it saved me a few dollars getting this microphone on Temu. So I'm like, why not? You know? And so far, so good. And then I recently got yesterday on Amazon this really nice stand that I made a video on YouTube Shorts. So check that out. I did a unboxing of this stand that I'm using right now for my phone. And now I'm hands-free. Well, not fully hands-free. I'm holding the microphone in my hand. And you can change the, what's the word, the holding of the, because right now I'm using the size of a phone, of an iPhone, like to hold it. But you can also change it, and it'll be for your iPad. So I have 2 different ones that I can just adjust and pop off and on whenever I want to. But I think I would mainly use my iPhone. But this stand holder has been great so far. But if you want to see more in detail, check out my YouTube shorts and subscribe for more, because I think I'm just going to keep doing YouTube shorts for a while until I get more better ideas. If I ever just make longer length YouTube videos, and I used to actually have another channel, but it's private now. It was over 6 years ago that I used to make consistent YouTube videos when I was younger, and they were all like silly and fun and just like, you know, YouTube was a lot different 6 years ago, but I definitely miss those times on YouTube. But now I just have another account making just YouTube shorts publicly on that account. But yeah, check it out. And the things that I ordered for my B-Day, because my B-Day is in 2 days. I'm going to be 27, you guys. I'm going to be bloody 27. Woohoo! I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm very curious of what's going to happen in 2024. But, you know, it's up to me and the choices I make and the mindset that I keep myself in to hopefully be more positive and try to take care of myself more. So there's a few things that I ordered for my B-Day, and I already got things already, you know, some new supplies for my small business. And if you want to see more of my favorites, again, check out my Amazon storefront. The links, all the things that you want to know more about my business, check out my Instagram. And I got a handful of things. I'm gonna probably just do an unboxing on my YouTube shorts tomorrow, maybe, I guess, if I can, and do what I got, you know, a online order with Bath and Body Works, because there's different things that are available online on the website. So I'm probably gonna do an unboxing on my YouTube channel. So I'm excited for that. But I got a few things. I think I got a total of 6 products, mainly mists, because I love mists, but I learned the hard way that I'm allergic to the foaming hand soaps. I'm still trying to see if I'm allergic to the gels, because I did hear from some of my customers, not my customers, some of the customers at my job, said that some people use the foam or some people use the gel because it's more, you know, gentle on their skin. So I'm trying to see if the gels are better for my skin or not. But so far, I'm allergic to the foam at Bath & Body Works, which is very, very interesting and weird, you know, indeed. But, I'm excited for the things that are coming, because I got some mists, I got some room sprays, and I'll do a unboxing again on my YouTube shorts. And I also wanted this for a bit, just for funsies, nothing like important, but just for fun. Have you ever heard of Crystal Candy? There's different companies out there that hand make these crystal candies, and I just saw this first company that popped up on my feed on Instagram, and I was like, why not try? Just have fun with it, and if I like it, I'll get more from this company in the future, or I'll try another company, because again, there's several that I've seen online that they make these beautiful handmade crystal candies, and they just do a bunch of like ASMR, kind of like my podcast is a bit ASMR like. So I'm excited for that to come, because I don't think their company is based in the USA. So I'm very excited for how they make their crystal candies, and it's called Silky Gem, silkygem.com. And if you check out their Instagram or any other platform, I think it's mainly just ASMR people filming, you know, themselves just biting and crunching the crystal candy, and they look beautiful online. So I was like, I need to just try it, because I've been seeing it for months now on my feed from different other companies, and they're not cheap, but I mean, they're handmade, so obviously it's not going to be cheap, and you have to kind of expect that when things are handmade, it's not going to be cheap most of the time. But I'm excited for that. So I don't know if I'm going to make a podcast of an ASMR of me eating it, because I'm a little bit iffy about ASMR podcasts, like making noise eating, you know, because sometimes it sounds satisfying and then sometimes just like gross. But I'm excited for it to come because, yeah, again, I've been seeing Crystal Candy for a while and they look beautiful, and I'm very curious if it really is gonna look the way that it looks online in person when it comes. And it said it shipped yesterday, so I'm probably gonna wait a few more days until it comes because I don't think it's from the USA at all. But usually my experience, things that are not from the USA are amazeballs. But yeah, I'm excited. Silky Gem. I'm just like advertising them. But I'm really excited to have the Crystal Candy. So I'm debating, should I make a podcast of an ASMR of me eating it? Or should I? I know I'm gonna make a Reels video for my Instagram. Or maybe not my Instagram, maybe just my YouTube shorts. Because I'm really trying to be strict on myself on Instagram, just putting art. Ooh, I just hit the microphone. My bad. So yeah, I'm trying to make only art related videos on my Instagram at Saritas_boutique_shop. Check it out. But it's been tricky because I have to remind myself I have other platforms. I keep hitting the microphone. Oh my god, my bad. Yeah, I have other platforms, like Lemon8 and YouTube shorts, and I can also do stuff on Facebook. I make Reels videos on there, but I know I can do different things on there as well. I'm just trying to figure out what to do, what and where, you know. But I think so far I'm just gonna stick to art videos on my Instagram, and then the rest just have fun with the other platforms and just do whatever, because I love doing different things, not just creating and trying to sell art or reselling on Poshmark and Mercari and the other platforms. Not just that, I love hiking, gardening, showing DIYs, and just relatable fun things and things that you can just be creative and working hard and trying new things in life and not just staying stuck in your house for a very long time. You know, get out there as much as you can. Or if you want to stay home, try to be creative or be productive, like cleaning or making like a to-do list of some sorts, you know. So I can't wait for my order for Bath & Body Works to come tomorrow, and the Silky Gem candy that's coming in a few days. So we'll see. I might do both. I might make YouTube short videos of me doing an unboxing of the Crystal Candy because it looks beautiful. Because I ordered a box of like just Crystal Candy that are handmade, and they look just like crunchy and beautiful and colorful. And I think inside is supposed to be like jelly of some kind, I think. We'll see, because it's my first time having Crystal Candy, and there's so many companies out there that make different types. And I also saw that they had beautiful flower that looked like a lotus flower on their website, and I had to get it. It looked like a lotus flower, and I think it's like, it looks like it's like has sparkles on it, and it's pink, I think. But we'll see, because I think there's another one. I think they randomly choose, because I saw another photo that was blue. So we'll see what happens. We'll see which one I get. I'm excited. Woohoo! So stay tuned for that, because I'm gonna probably do a YouTube shorts and maybe just have, like, if I want to do an ASMR, just have a little bit here, you know, like half on YouTube and then the other half here on my podcast channel. We'll see. And I will try not to make it too gross, because I want it just to be like a nice satisfying ASMR crunchy sound, and not like, you know, not like a little yucky watery, you know what I mean? Anyway, just some ASMRs are great and some are just really ugh. And then the other things that I got too, I also got some new clothing, because I needed to save up for some new like to be real, bras, because honestly bras are not easy to find for females. I mean, from my experience, finding bras is not easy, because when I was a teenager, it was all about the wire bras, and those are so painful. I haven't had that in years, And now they still sell that. And I'm like, that's just like, they should make wire bras illegal because they're painful and not fun. And now for a couple of years now, I've just been using sports bras. And for me, sports bras for realsies has been just great. A game changer. But you have to be careful with stuff like that because I think I easily just shrink a lot of my clothes. And hopefully these will be okay because I did get a pack of these new sports bras and in different colors. Usually the best ones are just like darker or neutral colors or whatever. Nothing too fancy, but to me so far, sports bras are awesome. And I can't wait to invest in more small business items. Like I've been wanting for years, but it's not exactly easy because I want the best quality for my small business. And there's so many ideas that I want to do that I'm like, which one should I really do and which one should I not do? Because I've thought about so many things. I first wanted to sell a lot of handmade acrylic painting canvases, and I have done commissions. I have done, and I have a new one coming in 2024, but I kind of want to stick to more digital and making prints and stickers. And I've thought about so many other things like magnets / pins or buttons. What's that thing? Like keychains. I've thought about that, or even making my own merch like hats or a shirt. Stuff like that. But it's like, you know, you need to invest and you need to make good designs that I will actually sell. And then you have to figure out where is the best platform for your small business to sell, get the audience, make it a good price, have good quality. And there's so just, you know, so much more that you have to do. And it's not easy. It's pretty tricky. So, you know, I like to do different things. But I think I need to figure out what I really want to sell and what I should just not crazy, you know, invest in. Because I've invested, I think, a lot so far. I've invested in so much acrylic paint, paintbrushes, color pencils, markers, canvases, you name it. But I think I want to kind of stick to, if I want to make more paintings, just keep it either for myself and then eventually take good photos of it and like make copies of it online and just sell it like digitally or whatever. Or if I want to get a printer machine or a sticker machine, because I've been wanting a sticker machine for so long. So I'm just trying to see what's the best sticker printer machine for me, because there's so many out there. And I know Cricut is like a very popular one, but I don't know. I'll see. I may or may not get it. I have looked into other ones. I have looked into other printers that I have on my Amazon business shopping cart right now, but not sure quite yet because I don't want to, you know, spend crazy much. I still do want to save and invest my money, be smart, and because I know a lot of small businesses, they just really, really spend a lot on their business, but I don't want to make a huge mistake that I can't get the money back. You know what I mean? And working at Bath & Body Works is not the easiest, so I don't want to like burn my money away and like, oh no, I spent so much money and I'm not, you know, for my small business that I can't get it back easily. So I'm just trying to do the best choice for me and see what happens. But I do have different ideas. I'm hoping to get a certain sticker printer machine. There's different ones that I have on my list right now. My computer is in front of me, and the first one I put is a, I don't even think I'm gonna say it right, I'm not gonna even try. Anyway, Silhouette cameo printer. And there's like different kits, and there's like also the, what was the other brand? Well, Cricut Explore 3 or Air 2, and then there's also another printer to make just like prints of like my illustrations that I want to use Procreate app more often on there. And there's Canon or Epson EPSON printers, but then I also have to invest in ink, if it runs out, because I think they come with ink at first, but when you have Canon or Epson printers, the cartridges eventually run out, so I have to like continue to invest in ink in the future. And then there's also the Portrait 3 electronic cutting tool printer. But yeah, so we'll see which one I get and which one I don't, because I have no idea right now, and I don't want to again spend so much. I just want to make the next smart move, because I think so far the things that I've gotten from my small business have been a great investment so far. For sure upgraded my podcasts, you know, episodes, which I'm really proud of, but yeah, and let me check out the rest of my notes. I think I said everything that I had to say. I'm really, really excited for the new year, you guys. It's just all about doing the best thing next and not make a big, complete wrong mistake, you know? But it's all about trial and error and not fearing so much of making mistakes. I know it's scary, you know, it is scary. It's scary to make major mistakes, but sometimes you have to take risk, but make sure you have a backup just in case, you know, always have backups. I just hope that this new year of 2024, I can take better care of myself, and you should do the same. You should do the same. Don't forget to take care of not only your body, but your mindset, and to just think more positive and just try your best and not be so hard on yourself. I guess one last thing, basically talking about taking care of myself better in the new year. I don't know if I ever mentioned it on my podcast episodes in the past, but briefly, over 2-3 years ago, I did break my left ankle, and I still have the parts in them. It was like a really ridiculous oopsie. I'm not gonna get into too much detail because it's like really weird and complicated story to explain, but luckily I was home when I broke my ankle. But I think over a year or two now, or like a little bit, I mean, it's been a while, I was able to, because my ankle is healed now, and I'm able to already, you know, have the green light to take the pieces out, but I haven't done so already because it's just, I know it's gonna be a lot of money and a lot of more healing and time, so I'm hoping eventually I can eventually take the pieces out of my leg. But in the meantime, I think I just need to have a more positive, healthier mindset and be more easier on myself and just eat better. Because I love food, and don't we all? But we have to just be careful of what we eat, because certain things like having too much fat, like in chicken, is not always great. But for me, it's delicious, to be honest. But I'm hoping to have more fruits and veggies in this new year, especially when I'm hopefully having a more successful home garden, because I have my new greenhouse, and I'll do more videos of that on my YouTube shorts if you want to check out the progress of my greenhouse garden for 2024. I'm excited because I have so many brand new seeds that I just got in the mail. So stay tuned for that. So I hope you guys have a great new year, and let's do it. We got this. Let's do it. Let's make this new year a better year. We can do it. Just try your best and don't be hard on yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you all have an amazing new year, and let's see what happens for the new year for all of us, okay? I'll see you guys next time. All right, bye.